This touch object is a replica that shows the process of turning a spindle of wood. On display behind is an armchair made around 1600. Other than its triangular oak seat, the chair is made entirely from ash spindles, rounded pieces of wood turned on a lathe. The touch object is a replica of one of these large wooden spindles. It is based on the upper part of one of the chair's front legs and shows the different stages of the wood turning process. It's a single length of wood mounted horizontally on steel pins and can be spun around as it would on a lathe. The lathe rotates the wood so it can be worked smoothly by a chisel held against it. The chisel blade gradually cuts away the wood, shaping the spindle and creating decorative elements. Here, the making process is recreated stage by stage, from left to right. Before being mounted on the lathe, the wood has been cut to the desired length and split lengthwise using an axe and wedges that are hammered in to divide it into four or more smaller pieces. With the wood held firmly on a bench, a two-handled blade, known as a draw knife because it's drawn towards the user, has been pulled along it to remove the corners. The wood is turned and cut repeatedly with the draw knife to create the more rounded profile. If you pass your hand along the spindle from left to right, you can feel the marks where the blade has been pulled along it. The next stage takes place once the roughly rounded wood has been mounted on the lathe. It's shaped into a cylinder by cutting into the wood with a roughing out gouge as it spins towards the turner. If you turn the spindle, you can feel the gouge cut, like a shallow indentation. Towards the right-hand end, a planing chisel has been used to smooth the surface of the spindle. Bulges, valleys, and gentle curves have been added using smaller chisels and gouges. In the final section, at the far right-hand end, the spindle matches the top of the chair leg.